I know the Lord's tested me in things like that where He says something and He tests me whether I do it immediately or not. Or whether I'll reason it out and say, but this and but that and but the other thing. I've seen people who question all these things. And they are the people, you see them 20 years later, they are still in the kindergarten. They're still in the kindergarten after 20 years of being born again Christians. I've seen a lot of people like that. I know the reason is they lean upon their reason and not upon, they don't believe in saying, not my will but thine. But he said, when I tell a slave to go, he does. When I tell him to come, he comes. Why is that? Because he says, I also, verse 9, don't forget the first part, I am a man under authority. When my colonel tells me, hey you captain, come here, I come. I don't question it. When he tells me, captain, go there, I go. Or do this, I do it. Because I am a man under authority, when I tell a person under me, they listen to me. This is another principle in this universe. Submission to authority. In the beginning, sin came into this universe because one angel refused to submit to authority. Remember this? Sin did not come through adultery. Sin did not come through murder. Sin did not come through somebody telling lies. Sin did not come through somebody hating somebody. Sin did not come through somebody being a hypocrite. These are all sins. But have you realized that the number one sin that was committed in this universe was when a person did not submit to the authority of God? We must never forget. That's the root from which all other sins came. And that was the area where Adam was also tested in the Garden of Eden. What was God testing Adam and Eve about? Not how clever they are. They were very clever. You know, Adam could give a name to all the animals. I've thought about that. I see, by the time I got to invent names, no? He was inventing names all the time. And by the time I come to the 100th animal, I'll say, well, I forgot. Did I give this name before once? He had to have a pretty good memory to say, no, I never gave that to anyone. Otherwise, he'd have called two animals an elephant or something like that. He had such tremendous intelligence. But that was not good enough to serve God. He had to learn submission to authority. And it is a very easy command. Out of the 10,000 trees in the garden, Adam, there are lovely trees there, mangoes and apples and all types of fruit. Take anything. One tree out of 10,000, don't ever eat from it. Is that a difficult command? It was a test of will you submit to the authority of God. And that's how God tests us also in different things. And you can't say I obeyed God in 10 other things or 100 other things or 10,000 other things. If God tells you one thing and you don't do it, that's the area where your obedience is tested, not in the other areas. So Adam's obedience was tested in the same principle in which years ago the angel was stood, submission to authority. Like that's why Jesus said to this soldier, do you know what Jesus' reply to this soldier was? Amazing, the commendation. Amazing commendation when he said that. Matthew 8 verse 10, Jesus when he heard this, he said to all the Jewish people who are well versed in the laws of Moses, etc., he said, hey fellas, this guy who's never read anything about Moses or knows nothing about the Old Testament, he's got more faith than the whole lot of you who've been going to synagogues for 30 years and know everything about the Exodus and Deuteronomy and Numbers and all the law. He's got more faith. Bible knowledge is not enough. These guys had Bible knowledge, but this man had faith. And ultimately you will discover it is faith which is more important than Bible knowledge. You know, you come to CFC churches long enough and you listen to my videos long enough, your head will begin to ooze with Bible knowledge, enough to teach so many people. But it doesn't mean you got faith. Faith is a completely different realm. You don't grow with Bible knowledge. Bible knowledge is good. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The purpose of God's Word is to give us faith. And if I don't have faith, I'm not growing. And this man, with so little knowledge, had faith. And he says, I've never found such faith with anyone in Israel. Now, Israel was full of scholars who knew the Bible backwards. But none of them, not one of them, had the faith that this Roman, who had killed so many people in wars, who had never read the Bible, had. He recognized submission to authority. You know, I've discovered that military men usually can recognize other military men. There's something about the bearing of a military man which you recognize in another, and the language, etc., of a military man. And this military man, this centurion, saw Jesus and said, hey, he is some type of military man. I don't know which army, but he's some type of military man, because he seems to be so a man with authority. I see him as a man with authority, which means that he must be under somebody's authority. I don't know whose, but a man cannot have such authority unless he's under somebody's authority. That's why he recognized in Jesus. I don't know whether you've seen that. I don't know whether you recognize Jesus as a man who was under the Father's authority. This man recognized it. He never read John 6:38, which I read to you just now. But he recognized there's a man who seems to be under some authority, because he's got authority. And I'll tell you this, the important thing in the Christian life is not Bible knowledge, that you're recognized as a good member of RLCF. Counts for zero. How much are you submissive to the authority of God in your daily life, 24 hours? Then you will be a man or a woman with authority. You'll be able to exercise authority over your children. You'll be able to exercise authority over the devil when he tries to bring confusion into your home. I've told fathers, I say, when there's confusion in your home due to any reason, get alone in some corner and bind the activities of Satan in Jesus' name, and you'll see things change in your home. I've done it. But you will have no authority over Satan if you're not under authority yourself. What did this soldier say? I am a man under authority. And that's when I tell a soldier to go, he goes. I'll tell you something. If you live under the authority of God like this, the authority of Christ, when you tell a demon to go, he'll go. Always. Even if he's bringing confusion, it may not be a demon-possessed person, but if demons are bringing some confusion into your home. Do you know that a lot of confusion that's brought into your homes is brought by the devil? It's the devil who creates confusion in a home. It's the devil who's creating all types of problems in homes, problems with children, and problems everywhere. It's the devil. Who else? It's not the angels, it's the devil. And we must have authority over Satan. And you can't have authority over Satan if you're not under the authority of God. That's what you learn from this soldier. Before the Lord baptized me in the Holy Spirit, I did not know what to do with a demon-possessed person. And there are many people who don't know what to do with a demon-possessed person. Maybe just carry him out so that when he goes out, the demon goes with him or something like that. But that's not what Jesus did. When Jesus encountered a demon-possessed person, he rebuked the demon, and the demon left. But what I saw in India, in many Pentecostal circles, pastors and others screaming and yelling at somebody who's supposed to be a demon, and praying and fasting and telling him to come back tomorrow, and again yelling and screaming. And I said, boy, I never see this in scripture. It's like the Roman centurion telling the soldier, go man, go. And the chap doesn't go, and he go, 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 go. And yelling at him 45 times, go, go, go. And the soldier doesn't go. What does that prove? It really proves that the centurion doesn't have authority. I discovered that, and I said, this is a disgrace to the name of Jesus Christ to try and cast out demons like that. And I said, I'll never do it. Jesus always spoke one word. No demon could stand before him once he said that. And when the Lord baptized me in the Holy Spirit, I suddenly began to encounter demon-possessed people in India. And every single time, believe me, I only had to speak one word and the demon would go. I didn't have to say it a second time. In the name of Jesus, get out of this person. Gone. Case after case after case, I've seen it. And I said, Lord, I want to live under your authority all the time. I never want to have to, if I have to speak to a demon a second time, I must stop. Lord, there's something wrong with me. I'm not walking with you. Let me leave him alone. Let me go and spend a few days in prayer and fasting. Set my own life right before I try to help other people. I remember here in Loveland at a meeting long in the olden days when Charity was running this, that public meetings here, and in one of those public meetings there was a demon-possessed woman who came. And the leader who was here could not deal with it. So he asked me to go and speak to that lady. And I did. She couldn't speak the name Jesus. When I told her to accept Jesus, she could say, I can't say the name. Oh, then I knew it was a demon. I said, in Jesus' name, get out of her, you demon. And for the first time, she could speak the name Jesus. And she accepted the Lord. It was in some public meeting he had here in Loveland, right here. And she was all haggard and dirty clothes that day. She belonged to some type of cult, I think. But the next day she was completely changed. Completely different. Her hair was combed. She was dressed up nicely and said, Brother Zach, do you recognize me? I could hardly recognize her. She was a completely different person. What she needed was not counseling. What she needed was deliverance. Dear brothers and sisters, not all may be called to cast out demons. But I say, you are must have authority when the devil acts and creates confusion in your home or with your children. We must have authority. And you can have that authority if you are under authority. So that's why God has placed the principle of authority everywhere. I mean, we recognize that on the streets. Why do you drive on the certain side of the road? Why do you obey the traffic lights? It's submitting to authority. And it's because you fear the one who will execute that authority, which is maybe a policeman. And God has placed authority in this world. And way back in the beginning, before when the earth was perfect, the universe was perfect and there was no sin, there was one angel who decided to defy God. He was already the head of the angels, but he was not satisfied with that. You read about it in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. Take time to read it sometime. And he said, I will exalt myself. I will make myself like the Most High. That's what he said. Let me show you that verse in Isaiah 14. I will ascend. Isaiah 14, 13. Verse 14. I'll make myself like the Most High. And God says, I will thrust you down to hell. That is the origin of sin. When an angel in a perfect universe where there was perfect submission, you see the law of submission in the planets and the stars. Perfect submission for millions of years. These stars and been going round and round, I don't know how many years. Certainly longer than Adam, because the earth was created in Genesis 1, and that could have been many, many years before Adam. But this universe has been running for in perfect timing, not even split second timing. You know, we can set our watches by the stars. They are better than the best clock, because they submitted to an authority God gave them. You must move around this sphere in this orbit in exactly so many years, so many days, so many hours, so many minutes, so many seconds, and so many split seconds down to 000. You've got to keep that. And every star obeys. Every planet obeys. That is what we see in this universe. Submission to authority. The same way, when an apple seed is planted, you get an apple tree. That's a submission to authority. The apple tree seed can't produce mangoes, sorry. It's submission to authority. Everything in this universe submits to authority, except demons and human beings. And that's the reason for all the sin and chaos. Wherever there's submission to authority, there's beauty. Look at the beauty in the universe. And that's why God says, when a man and woman get married, though they are equal in God's eyes, yet the wife must submit to the husband. Submission to authority. And where you find a wife who is humble enough to submit to her husband, you have a beautiful home. But that's rare to find. There are people who occasionally submit. It's like if a star occasionally submits, can you imagine the chaos there'll be in this universe if a planet occasionally decides to submit and most of the time does its own thing? That's why there's so much chaos in so many homes. Wives who occasionally submit or don't feel like sometimes. And that's the first level. And the next thing the Lord says is, children, obey your parents. They don't know that. They can't read the Bible. A wife at least can read the Bible. But the children can't read the Bible. They have to be taught. Children, obey your parents. Because that's the principle of authority on which the whole universe runs. You disregard that, you bring the chaos of hell into your home. And you've got to blame yourself for that. The principle of, I am a man under authority, and other my soldiers obey me. And the Lord says, I've never seen faith like this. I hope the Lord will be able to see that in our homes and in our lives. First of all, in our personal submission to the Lord. If there's something that the Lord shows me in Scripture, I have to obey it. Whether I like it or not, whatever it may cost me.